Okay. For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those who have enough, slowly, mindfully, come out of meditation. So now we will continue with our 10:30 to 12 o'clock. Q&A, come reporting of meditation, followed by our Dhamma talk. So I think Q&A, we have finished. Anybody want to report their meditation? Report meditation? Nobody? Oh, good. You don't have any, we go to the notes. So hopefully we can cover more of the notes today. Okay, you turn to third Heart Sutta note. There are two sheets. They are all in order. From 3, 4, then continue to the note 30 something, I think. So the first one is the third Heart Sutta note. This one was done at Wu Ping Jing Se, the short notes taken last year, February 26. You look at the heading, there is Heart Sutta note, third one. So this first one is quite interesting. The question is, why must we go through the introduction of Master Xuan Hua instead of going into the Heart Sutta teaching direct? Because people don't understand. They're too eager to direct into Heart Sutta. So I had to explain, otherwise people cannot understand. So I said, a very good answer. It will be like building a high-rise building directly without a building foundation, building a stable foundation. As I explained, the Heart Sutta is very profound. It's a very profound teaching. And it must be understood that without a proper foundation being taught to you, it is almost near to impossible to understand his teaching unless some of you have had some very strong past cultivation to help support you in the understanding of this sutta. Hence the reason why I started off by introducing to you all to the final summary of the First Noble Truth of Dukkha, followed by an in-depth explanation of the meaning of the two aspects of the five aggregate of form and mind in the first Heart Sutta class. This is to help establish a base or a basis for you, or to understand the great similarity between Sakyamuni's teaching and that of the Heart Sutta as expounded by Kuan Yin. Both teachers emphasize on the importance of understanding the five aggregates of form and mind, and why are they empty, that is, anatta and sunyata. You know what is sunyata, not? Yeah? This term you seldom heard of. Sunyata in Pali means emptiness. Sunya, sunyata, emptiness. So, for those who are familiar with the Heart Sutta, the opening statement, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva to Sariputta. He said, Sariputta, the five aggregate of form and mind, they are empty. See, the same teaching. The whole of Heart Sutta center on understanding the five aggregate of form and mind. The Buddha's First Noble Truth, also final summary, is five aggregate of form and mind. So actually this is the essence of the Buddha's teaching, the five aggregate of form and mind. And what is this five aggregate of form and mind? What is this five aggregate of form and mind? First aspect is what? As a human being there, correct or not? You have a physical form, then you have a mind trapped inside. The physical form is the form, physical body, first aspect. Then you have this second aspect, which is the mental form. So first aspect as a human being, first aspect. So now the title is Five Aggregate of Form and Mind. Huh? That's why this one you cannot understand. It's very difficult to penetrate the Buddha Dharma. It's very difficult to have the true understanding of his teaching or even Heart Sutta's teaching. Five aggregates. Of form and mind. So the first aspect is as a human being, huh? Because you have a physical body, physical form. Then you have a mind, huh? Which has the four aggregate of mind. Your control, huh? Four aggregate of mind. Which is your feeling, perception, sankhara, and vijnana. Then the second aspect is mental form. Or external form. Plus the four aggregate of mind. This one is the second aspect. So this mental form enters the mind via mental perception. So mental perception brings about the form. Whatever you perceive from the external phenomenal world, they enter the mind. That is the form in the mind. The other way to understand is, the knowing mind is the knowing element, asana. It can know things through perception. The thing that the mind know is the form in the mind. Can asana? Like this Buddha image, how do you know? You perceive it through seeing consciousness there. The memory tell you there. So this form enters the mind, asana. This is what you know through the perception, correct or not? So the thing that the mind know is the form in the mind, asana. All of knowing is from perception, asana. Sometimes they use the word cognition, asana. Mahayana, they don't use perception, no, they use cognition. Because their five aggregate of form and mind, they call it differently. Form, they call sir. Sir means all sorts of form. Feeling is vedana. Sir, soul, xiang, xing, si. The second aggregate they call xiang yun, thinking. Actually, it's not thinking. It's like when you see something, you perceive it, you cognize it. Like xiang dao. So that's xiang yun. So this is how the external form enters the mind. So when external form enters the mind, means mind itself, this second aspect, mind itself, is the five mental aggregates of form and mind. And this is what the Buddha talked about, and this is what Krishnamurti called thought. Understand? They just use one word, thought. Whereas the Buddha break it down into five aggregates. So if you cannot understand the human being, the first aspect, if you cannot understand who you are, what you are, then you don't understand life. Understand? You know why? If you don't even know who you are, what you are, then I ask you a question. Who is living your life? Who is living your life? Who is the me? The thought is living your life. That's how you live life without understanding. The thought keep on arising. All the duality, all the idea. That you prefer this one, you take. You don't like, you reject. That's why you like and dislike. Then it form what? Your opinion. your views of thing, your opinion of thing. This is what thought is very good at. Thought very good at division. Create words to divide. Understand? Cause all the misunderstanding, cause all the selfishness. Create words and concept to identify you. That's why through identification of this human being, you get yourself entangled, but you think it's you, deludedly cling. Then of the human being, the form and the mind, the most important one is the thought, the mind, the mental one. At this second aspect, the five mental aggregate of form and mind, which is not the human being, which is the first aspect, this one is what the Buddha talked about in the dependent origination, the dwelling. Or dependent origination. Or paticca samuppada and ittappajjata. So this one arises every moment of sense or consciousness. Every moment of seeing, the five aggregate of form and mind is there. Every moment of hearing, smell, taste, tactile, thought process, the five mental aggregate of form and mind is there. Understand? And that is the one you have to be careful. You attach and cling onto any of these five aggregates, 100% suffering will be the result. So Heart Sutta teach the same. The Heart Sutta say, five aggregate of form and mind, they are empty, no reality, not you, condition arising. So the Buddha also say, five aggregate of form and mind is anatta. That's why anatta is actually sunyata. Sunyata is emptiness. Understand? But human being, if you use word, is subject to interpretation. Emptiness, to a lot of people, means what? The room is empty, nothing. And then they say it's empty. But emptiness, in the Mahayana teaching, they use Mandarin word, is beautiful. They say kong. Kong. That's why that word, when you have the Dhamma, you appreciate that word a lot. That's why the Heart Sutta finally say, "Zhen Kong Miao Yu," means what? True emptiness is wonderful existence. When you understand the profound Dhamma, the profound emptiness of all things, your life becomes wonderful, beautiful. Understand? So, five aggregate of form and mind is what you need to understand. Because you are what this so-called human being is all about. You come with this vehicle, with this tool, to live life, to experience all of the beauty and wonders of life, to learn what you want to learn, to experience what you want to experience. And that is life. But human beings don't come and live life and experience life. You ask yourself, what do you do? Huh? You come to do what? Human beings come here to suffer, become miserable, argue, want to be right, worry about this, worry about that, worry about your health, worry about money, worry about your children, your loved one. Then sometimes you worry about your grandchildren. Understand? You don't know how to use this form of mind. You use it to harm yourself, hurt yourself, to arise the evil root, the negativity, to hit our people, and to become miserable, and to kill your own karmic nature. That is what you do. Most human beings do. So if you don't understand life, you don't know who you are, what you are, you don't know what the thought is, you definitely get entangled. That's why the Buddha make it very clear. The five aggregates of grasping. The grasping aggregate, born of self, delusion, condition, suffering. That is the final summary. So if you don't have wisdom, you cannot see clearly through the meditation and break free from the delusion of sakarity. You will attach to that form of mind. You will think it's you, very real. Then you will have a lot of selfishness. Emotional negativity and fear, the egoic mind very strong. Why you want to live like that? If you live with understanding, means what? this form and mind not me. I can use it to live, to experience all of the beauty and wonders of life, to learn what I want, to do what I want. And I don't have to worry about it getting old, getting sick and die. Then I don't have to worry about all those relationship things. They are worldly things. So you know them for what they are. You know the purpose. Then you use it appropriately. Understand? Like a tool. It helps you to do things. Understand? Like a knife. It serves its purpose. But you use that knife wrongly, that tool wrongly, what happens? You use it to cut yourself, harm yourself, hurt yourself, and harm others. It's like you're using thought to abuse yourself, torture yourself, make yourself miserable, sorrowful, sad. Then hit out at people, get angry at people, and make people miserable. Then cause your loved one to worry for you. That is the wrong way of using thought. But when it comes as a tool, as a knife, you see very clearly, nobody will do that. That is stupidity. But when you hurt yourself with your own words, your own thought, the wrong thought, and you hit out at that, you never see yourself. You become emotional. You say, out of anger, you do that. Then sometimes you end up hating yourself. First is remorse, then you hate yourself. Who is the one that you hate? The form and mind. But you cannot understand. You think there is a person there. Then what you do finally? Some went to the extreme. They say, might as well die. Commit suicide. These are the foolish things that people do. And you don't laugh. In this world, many people, they have depression. And suicidal thought keep on arising. Suicidal tendency. That's why there's a lot of people who commit suicide. Because society is so sophisticated, so complex nowadays, not like before. Very simple. Okay, regarding these two aspects of fire aggregate, any question? Any question? You understand? The two aspects of the fire aggregate of form and mind. First is what? As a human being, you have a physical body or physical form, then you have a mind inside, consciousness. So you combine the two, fire aggregate, form and mind. Understand now? Second aspect is the mental fire aggregate. Every moment of consciousness, when you become conscious of what you see, there is a fire aggregate there. When you become conscious of what you hear, smell, taste, tactile, feel and think, there is also the mental fire aggregate there. And that one is not a human being. That one is a thought. So the thought has its content of consciousness. Consciousness is a receptacle. The content is inside the thought. That's why the mental intention is the content. That is sankara. Mental state, that is sankara. Then mental perception inside that it can perceive. That is sankara. Perception is sanya. That's why vedana, sanya, sankara, they are the content of consciousness. Then the external form comes in because of the mental perception. So everything that you come to perceive, the external phenomenal world, all of external form, they are mind-made, anasana. It's only an image here, perception. How real can it be? But you deludedly attach, cling, and give meaning. My loved one, my wealth, my money, my possession, my property, my car, my girlfriend. So all this you take to be very real. But actually, you only perceive them through the mental, just an image. Externally, like you form and mind condition arising, already not so real. But how do you know them? You know them through mental perception. And mental perception is an image here, even more unreal. And yet you grasp and cling and hold. That's why there is real delusion. Correct? To you, it's so real. Oh, my son, I give birth. You say, no, I said, do DNA test. Confirm one. But is it real? Your thought thinks so. Because you believe in conventional reality. The ultimate truth, the ultimate reality is not what you think. Even you yourself is not you. Your physical body made of element can never be you. consciousness alone can never be you. The two combined, the condition there with the coming for, then you animate into a human being. That's what you are. Understand? Condition arising. Like my voice. My voice is a phenomenon. It's condition arising. When I speak through the mind, what happened? You hear through your hearing, hearing consciousness. You become conscious of the words. Understand? Then you can interpret them. Then you can know and understand them to the level you understand, and your memory help you understand. So how does hearing consciousness come to be? If I don't speak, no more hearing consciousness. Yeah. You need this vibration, which is external sense data, to reach your ear. Upon contact, you pay attention there, then you hear understand. So is hearing consciousness real? It cannot be real, is it? Real? It's condition arising. But you never say sound die. Sound you can accept. They are very short, very transient. Understand? But how do you define real and unreal? Do you? When you can hear it, perceive it through the consciousness, you say real. I give you another example, then you tell me real or not real. Let's say passing car. When it's nearby, that car, you can hear that. Correct? Or then you say that sound real. To you, it's real. To another guy further up, not within the range, he say, where got sound? To him, it's not real. Then after it passed, it's gone already. But the car still traveling, the engine still running, the vibration is there. But another form of mind can pick it up. Then to him, exists. Understand? To you, exists when you can hear. Gone, not within the range, no more, you say. You never say that sound die. Phenomena also you cannot see. How can you see form of mind? Understand? The meditation on the internal six sense basis and external six sense basis is to allow you to see how consciousness come to be, understand? How they arise naturally through condition. There is no one inside there to trigger it off, understand? Like the physics experiment, the light bulb just light up, understand? Remember, physics experiment? Mr. Kang will know, last time they draw a lot. But my drawing lousy. His one is very good. Battery, the bulb. Let's say draw a bulb. Then you have a switch. Let's say there is this battery in order. Positive, negative, then the current flow. Then what happens if you on the switch? What happens? This guy light up in there. The lighting up is like you become conscious, understand? You need a God or a creator to do this. It's very scientific, isn't it? So ours is organic, understand? And yet it's the same, understand? So upon contact of this vibration that enters your eardrum, that pick it up, your mind pay attention there. So upon contact, three in one, consciousness come to be, understand? So the lighting up is like you become conscious. So you know consciousness is condition arising naturally. You don't need something to create it. So because of that, when you start to understand, then you realize not only every consciousness that you come to perceive and experience has this characteristic of condition arising. Dependent on condition, they arise. When condition continue to exist and sustain, then they exist. Understand? Like if I continue to speak, this vibration continue to exist. Correct? The moment I stop, what happens? Cease to be. Understand? So whatever that is dependent on condition will change. Depend on how loud I speak or when I stop. Understand? The moment I stop, no more vibration, hearing consciousness cease to be. Okay? See, I cease You don't hear anything, understand? So real or unreal is your mental delusion, relative. Whatever you cannot perceive through your senses, you say unreal. Yeah, not there. Whatever you can pick it up, you say real, there. But do you know your senses are limited? The dog can hear vibrations that are more high than you. That's why dog can see non-human, can feel non-human. They can howl, then you don't know what is happening. Say, what happened? How come the dog barking like that, howling like that? Yeah, they can hear, they can see. Their senses are more sharp. So living being is limited by their physical senses. Whatever that you cannot perceive through your physical senses, you think it don't exist. Or you need science. Use all the instrument to detect, understand? So five aggregate of form and mind is very simple, you understand? Then you will come to know they are not real because condition arising. When condition cease to be, it cease to be. So this is the reality, the truth. You cannot fight this reality. If you deludedly still cling on to this fire aggregate, thinking that it's you, then there is delusion. Because they come and they go, they arise and they pass away. Without condition, nothing arises. And your five aggregate of form and mind, the first aspect, the human being, also same, no? Need three conditions inside there. Except this phenomena lasts longer. That's why you cannot see it so clearly. Sound is a very good example. Because it arises, it ceases very fast. That phenomena is very transient. So you can see the condition arising. Then you can see, the moment I speak, it arises. Exists already. If I continue to speak, the sustainer of it will continue to allow it to exist. But the moment I stop, that phenomena is gone. You can say sound died, understand? But human being, you cannot see. You think it's real because this form of mind exists very long. Although when you are born, you are different. Then as you grow up, you are different. Then as you age, you are different again. But you take this for granted now, thinking that it's the same person from young living until now. But you really, really, through your understanding of science also, you can conclude that fetus or the baby that is born at that time and now is totally different. The cells they keep on dying and new one get generated. Then the consciousness inside there develop more and more views and opinions, then it changes. Then initially maybe you're free thinker. Then after that you try to become Buddhist. Then you don't like, you become Christian. Then who are you? What are you? One moment like that, one moment like that. There's one classmate of mine, we haven't seen him very long, since Form 5. Then suddenly we met him. Initially when we know about him, because in the class, he is quite big size. Then he is quite what they call talk quite big one. You call it very boastful. So actually in Form 5, he didn't do well. No, he cannot enter Form 6. No, so what he did? He like because he every time talk big. Then during Form 5, he didn't do well. No. So the family actually couldn't quite afford, but he forced the family to come out the money to go to New Zealand and study. Then he went to New Zealand and studied there, not let people know what he do. Then after that, he came back. He came back, I don't know what degree he has, he never tell us. Then off and on we meet him. First time I meet him, he give me a card. He is now with this company doing what. Then another classmate or colleague later I met, he said, "Hey, you met this classmate or not?" I said, "Yeah." "Hey, he's doing very well. He give me another card." He said, "How come this card different from that card?" He changed again. Then a few months later, meet him again. "Oh, change again." He said, "I'm now with this real estate agent already. Oh, now I'm selling insurance already. Now I sell property." "Then what about your job?" "Aiyah, cannot work online." I said, "This one better."
He keep on changing. Then after that, Christian already. Then later on, free thinker. Oh, now very philosophical. Buddhist. The latest at the dinner gathering, he Buddhist. Until one of my classmates, we got our this 1971, 40-year anniversary, is it? 40-year anniversary. When we have that gathering, surprisingly, he turned out in the table. Then a few of our classmates sat with him from Australia, came back. Then after that, next morning, I take some of the classmates for breakfast to have this. Quite a nice breakfast. Then we were talking. Then the two Australian ones met this guy. He said, wow, now this classmate is so philosophical. I said, yeah, what he teach? What he said? Oh, now he talk about Buddhism. Oh, very powerful. He said, you must believe in Buddha's teaching. The same person becomes so different. I should have sat in that table and listen. Because when I was in the school, Form 5, we got another classmate. The father is a very staunch Buddhist, understand? Like authority. He got the Dhamma, Tipitaka. So this classmate of ours, we got one teacher, chemistry teacher. I think Kang Beng Kok no Hua Yong. He is real Christian pastor, very good person. So this classmate of ours, I think is Jit Lun. He, together with five of us, we're very curious. After Form 5, you want to find out the truth. So we go all the religion. So this guy took the Tipitaka, go and see our teacher, the chemistry teacher, Hua Yong, and talk Buddhism against Christianity. He keep on telling him, Christianity not the true religion. He said, my father want true religion. So the Tipitaka and the Bible were fighting. But Hua Yong was very good. Hua Yong, yeah, he is a real good Christian. He believes in goodness, sincerity, kindness. And he's a very nice guy. He helped a lot of our classmates. So end up, cannot agree. So my this classmate who wants to carry on with the Buddhism one, he go his way. Then he also, I think, couldn't enter Form 6. He joined the army. Then this guy who went to New Zealand last time also talked very big. So when we were there that time, he said, no such thing, free thinker. So a person's personality and view and opinion can change so fast over the years. Sometimes within months, you see them change job and all things. So the moment you are born, every moment, your body within the cells, everything, your feeling, your consciousness, they are evolving, understand? Changing and changing and changing. And they're never the same person inside there, understand? Like a river, flowing river, a stream. At any time you point down there, that instant, that river is that river's characteristic. But the next moment, the water flow is another river already, understand? But you never see, because it's continuous. Oh, that river, same river. Just like the fountain, where it keep on spraying out. Oh, fountain, you think it's real. But actually, every moment is different water coming out. So when you start to reflect and contemplate, then you meditate, then you realize within the whole body and mind, everything is in a state of flux. Because when I meditate, I realize everything inside there, vibration everywhere. Then consciousness come and go, feeling come and go, perception come and go, activity of mind come and go, mental state come and go. So everything is so fast. So effort, they call it effervescent. That like a lot of gas come out very fast. So when you start to see change inside your own body, within you, then you realize you are not the same entity every moment, every second, or every instant of your life, Your mind also, understand? Consciousness also, your mood also change, understand? So, who are you then? Everything inside you is like that, with that characteristic. That's why when we talk about looking into impermanent, there are many ways to look. But ultimately is when you insight into phenomena, when you penetrate that characteristic, everything that comes to your perception, that characteristic is there. That's why I always say truth is everywhere. Why can't you see? For those who see, they always see. Even I look at a dead tree or a healthy tree, I see anicca straight away. I see a building, I see anicca. I see anything, I see impermanent. Because every moment of perception keep on changing. Then this one got its condition of arising. As a civil engineer, I know how it come about. All the condition coming together then with all the owner, ask the consultant, make the design, then call contract, award, then contractor come, they build. So these are the conditions behind its arising. That tree also started with what? A seed. With the water, with everything, then it grow into a plant. A plant into a tree. Then a tree decay, become a dead tree. And then return to nature. And everything is just phenomena. Come and go, come and go. But when the conditions are still there, it will continue to grow and evolve. Then when conditions cease to be, that tree also gone, this building also gone. Later, everything will be gone over time. And you think you are very fixed, permanently sitting here, solidly. Through science, you know, geography, our Earth planet is rotating on an axis, going around space. Or you think you're very permanently fixed here. And planet Earth is rotating around the sun. And the whole sun and all the planet is rotating on another bigger sphere against another bigger, what they call galaxy. That's why it's all this movement. And we think, as a human being, we are very great. But you are only one of the 6-7 billion on this small planet. And every star is a potential sun with all the planets. So you know there are billions and billions and billions or trillions of countless stars. So who are you? What are you? You are actually a small speck in this universe. You are very insignificant. But we, with the ego, we think we are very, very great. That's why we have a lot of ideas that come through the thought. So this is part and parcel of understanding impermanent and what they call the five aggregate of form and mind. Then we go on. Yes. You can use this.
Brother. I would like to, whether Baratio can elaborate a little bit on this.
Yes.
When we come to a situation when people do selective hearing, or they do selective listening due to their own views, or rather they are not very attentive to the conversation or the situation that they are in right now. So normally in a situation like this, when we don't react, we normally see the fact that the condition arising, and when you don't react, it basically just fade off.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
But if you react, that's when there's an exchange of views, their own fixed views.
Correct.
Or your own fixed views, for that matter.
Yes. So your question is what?
My question here is, when a situation like this arises, especially within
You want
members.
To ask?
Yeah.
You ask? Want to ask how to act or what?
No, what I'm saying is that when you don't react, but when people pushes you to react, yeah, the situation normally would not be very conducive, especially
Definitely.
Within family
yes.
members.
Yes.
Yeah. Especially when family members are good friends and
yes,
all that.
Yes.
Do we just allow it to just let it go?
Okay.
Off on its own?
Okay, that's why I say, what is your question? Your question is, how do you attend to such situation? How do you act? Correct or not? So, like I used to share with you all, everybody is different. Different situation, different level of cultivation. You have different understanding and you will act accordingly. You cannot change. But what Joyce wants to ask is, how can we improve ourselves meditation-wise through this type of training? Understand? So like I always said, these are the people that can be your best teacher, understand, in life. Because without them, having this type of different views, different reaction, where she was mainly focusing on family member, like sometimes your children, you scared they don't have the Dhamma. That one I did Puan Chi and Brother Chong Wen Tong. So they were very eager to share with the children. So that is the sincerity from the parent. But if the parent understand, they will never force the children. Be at their life. Let them decide. You only advise. So you advise. And then, on their own, if they got the path, they will come, like the son. Those that got no affinity, they will give reason. Ma, I'm not free. I got to do this, I got to do that. When they don't see the importance of this thing, human beings are naturally deluded, and because of that, they are selfish as well. So they are not interested. Like you say, they are very selective in the way they want to listen. Things that they think boring. You say, Mommy, every time I repeat same thing, ask me to listen to Dhamma, ask me to join this Buddhist group. You know how the modern kid look at Buddhist group, right? He said, like apia like that. Every day chanting. Oh, they want karaoke. They want all the hot ones. So their perception is different. He said, don't come and talk to me all these things. Because they don't have suffering. When they don't have suffering, life is so good to them. You think they got time to, like the Hokkien, Cantonese people say, Tang Lei Gong Ye So. They won't understand. They will never sit there. So you have to use your understanding and you have to respect them for what they are. That's why the wisdom comes from this. If you really want to train yourself and improve, accord and flow. Accept them for what they are. Respect them for what they are. But you have a duty as a parent to instruct and advise them. The Buddha mentioned this duty very clearly. I cannot remember all the duty. But one of the duty is to advise them not to do evil. That is one of the duty of the parent. But the trouble with parent is, do good according to who? Do evil according to who? So Christian will say different thing. Buddhist will say different thing. So, to me, you don't try to be good. Like the Buddha said, avoid all evil means what? Avoid all negativity. Understand? Absence of evil is good. Understand? Don't kill, don't harm. That's why I use the precept. Understand? Don't cheat, don't lie, don't. Follow what? What is Toli? Taoli. Oh, Taoli is very simple. Sui the Taoli. Taoli in English is what? Logic. Logic. Reasoning. They follow their reasoning. So, Toli comes from thought. That's why you get into trouble as well. That's why reasoning is dependent on who reason as well. If a person with that view, he will reason. No, this is wrong as well. You must not do this. That's why reasoning is relative. No. Last time tradition give this type of pressure, I agree. You must listen to the head as well. Well, last time my grandmother very powerful. He say one word, you cannot go against or not. Otherwise, you kena everything. Then all the relative who more senior one will steal. Oh, he say you must listen to the elders one. Elders say cannot means cannot one. All the tradition, everything. Yes.
But accord and flow does not always mean that we have to agree to everything that's
Correct. That's why I haven't finished. You brought up this very good one. You see, I haven't finished the explanation. That's why very good. You see, you have to accord and flow, then you have to respect them for what they are, understand or not? And accept them for what they are. Means what? If there is no condition, don't try to force yourself to make them listen to you, understand or not? Otherwise, what happened? They will tell you off, understand or not? Oh, Mama, enough, huh? I heard enough. I know what you're going to say. You say, your life you live lah, my life I live. So, children is like that. That's why, no condition, let things be. Wait for the condition, means what? Wait for them to get into trouble. Wait for the first noble truth hit there. And then you allow, then you say, hey boy, or girl, what happened today? Wow, you doesn't look normal. Normally you come back happy with the handphone, everything, or then can sing song, everything. Now today so moody, why? He said, don't disturb me, I'm very angry. Mama, no lah, Mama went through, something happened lah. Come, sit down, we talk. And then she will relate to you. That time you look at her and you smile. You say, Mommy gone through worse than you last time. Then you give example. Joyce got a lot of example. Because she last time night bird. She drinks, she saw. All of a sudden, all gone. You say, Mommy knew after some understanding of the Dhamma that all this lead to downfall, lead me to nowhere. At that time, I don't understand because it was like the trend, understand? That was what people do. And my job, my career demand me to do that. That's why I entertain them. And I got friend who wants also to drink and smoke. I also entertain them. But then, this one doesn't lead to the noble line. Lead to more and more negativity. And it create condition for your life to go down. That's why it cause decadence. And when you have this example, you talk to them in this way, you say, now I am so much more peaceful and sober. I don't smoke anymore. Joyce can say that already. I don't drink anymore. I don't become night bird anymore. Now I go Dhamma class. That's why now I'm very happy. I got no problem. Last time, I like you lah. Papa, little bit only I angry already. Like exhaust pipe already. Or sometimes Papa say one word, it's just like Joy say, you know the husband inside out, because after so many years already, the way they talk and the way they behave and how they react and respond to you. Oh. So you know, you understand that you make yourself, your own self develop the understanding and wisdom to let them understand that you care, you love, understand. Sometimes out of anger, before you have the wisdom, you will just say angry words. We are out of the spur of the moment when there is anger, which is an evil root. That's why this type of word come out. But if they attach and keep to memory and go and think and become very angry, this lady climb above my head already, as my wife, dare to say this to me. He never do this one. Now, chok kwai jala. You know what happened? This accumulation, you deposit this memory. Then you go and think. Think until what? Until like a cocoon of thought inside there. Because he already planned it. Next time he say this, I'm going to tell her, or I'm going to say this, and I'm going to... Then he will go and find last time the history on. Last time she also say this. Then when the condition arrives, the moment you do that, he bring out all this thing. Where he already thought over it, everything already like planets. Then he hit back at you, Wow, you like it, sake. Then you say, now my husband different, chok kwai. So So all this come about through what? The ego want to be right, want to defend yourself, want to tell people all, and there is all delusion, anger, evil. This type of life, you still want to go through or not? You still want to live or not? Why can't you say pleasant, gentle speech, good words that can bring about harmony, love, peace, understanding, and care? Then the family become beautiful. Like now Joyce know how to adjust, echo and flow. Now the husband love her so much. can come retreat, no more problem. Go everywhere, also no problem. So these are the things when you apply Noble Eightfold Path, right view leading to right thought, right spirit, right action, right livelihood, and constantly arise the right for right effort to cultivate the wholesomeness and purify the unwholesome. You will become beautiful, understand? Then life will make a turn because this is avoiding all evil, do good. Noble Eightfold Path is no evil, understand? All the goodness, all the wholesomeness with right view, right thought, right speech, right action, and right livelihood. So your life becomes beautiful, understand? So it's very important in life that you have to respect them for what they are. Like you have a Dhamma discussion to say, I respect you for what you are, with your cultivation, your level, your understanding. You will say like that, you will do things like that. To you, it's right, understand? Then I always say, yeah, you are right. Because I never lie. I say right according to you, understand? I didn't lie, correct? A lot of people will say, no, brother, Teo, he is wrong, you say he is right. You lie. I say, I never lie. I say, you are right, according to you. That's why when people want to be right, accept, say, you are right. Like Mr. So, now you can use this against your son. I think you are right. I must convert. I must become a Christian. You are right. Very good. You got love for mommy. When you say he is right, you didn't lie, no? Right according to him, his belief in Christianity. So you can openly tell him, you are right. Can I become Christian? No problem. I hope you are happy after that. So all this, you can, because you accept him for what he is. With that understanding, with that view, he has a lot of pressure inside if he cannot convert you. So what's wrong with saying that, yeah, I agree, you can convert me, baptize me, but I can still practice what I understand, understand? I can call myself anything, understand? If I call myself Buddhist, I never follow the Buddha's advice, then what type of Buddhist are you, understand? So no meaning. But if you don't labor, don't call yourself a Buddhist, and yet you cultivate the advice of the Buddha, then you are the true disciple of the Buddha, understand? Because the disciple of the Buddha, no labor one, no Buddhist disciple of Buddha. Buddhism came about as a religion later, because he's the Buddha, they add ism, then he become Buddhism. Hindu become Hinduism. The Sikh become Sikhism. So they put ism at the back, then he become a religion. Initially, the Dhamma just, the Buddha just teach the truth, which is the Dhamma. And when it's the truth, he never say you Buddhist or you what. You are just a Dhamma practitioner or Dhamma friend, people who walk the path of Dhamma to realize this Dhamma which is already in existence. You don't have to believe anything. You are there to cultivate and develop the understanding of truth. That's why he teaches the noble truth that can make you a noble one. And these are real, very, very beautiful truth. So I answer your question.
Can I share a question?
Yes.
I hope this, in some way, this sharing will benefit or whatever. My brother used to be a Buddhist, and my father passed away 5 years ago. So after the third year, my brother came and told me that he wants to know about Buddhism. So I very eagerly, I brought a lot of books, a lot of Brother Tew's notes, and I talked to him from evening to the 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, trying to convert him to Buddhism. But Well, in a way, things are what it is and how it is going to be. It will be what it's going to be. He became a Christian. And he came back, he came down from Penang one day just to tell me, is it all right with you, Atje, if I became a Christian? Because his wife has already converted, and his son is converted as well. And I say, yeah, fine. No problem, no worries, you know. But of course, in the midst of that, I was still trying to, very hard, a little bit, trying to say that, oh, have you really thought about this, you know? What is Christianity and what's the difference and all that? But of course, from the look on his face, I knew that he has really decided. The story what I'm trying to share here is because of my because we come from a Taoist background. So you when you pray to your father or the ancestors, you have to take your joystick, yeah. And that was his problem. And he was very afraid that my second mom, which is my stepmother, would not be happy with it. And actually, she is very upset. Because she looked after my father for 20 years, and then you know, my brother is the only son. So when the only son doesn't hold the joystick during like Hang Qing and all that, it upsets her. So actually, my brother wants me to talk to my second mom. And when I told her about it, she was actually very upset. But I left it at this, and I said to my brother, I said, well, you have to go back and talk to her when the condition is right. So when he actually went for his baptism, I actually flew down for his baptism. And I think that really props his pastor to ask me, are you a Christian? I said, no, I'm not a Christian. I said, it doesn't really matter what I am, but what is important is my brother believed in Christianity and in the Lord Christ. That is important. And as long as it is the right path, it's fine with us. You know. And I think a lot of them were quite anxious to know why I fly all the way down, especially when I'm a Buddhist. So I hope this sharing does help you in a way. And then also, when I came back and told my... when the condition was right, I actually had a word with my second mom. And I told her, I said, it doesn't really matter whether you hold the joystick or not. I say, Ayi, huh? Because what is important is the sincerity. And the filial piety that my brother has for my father when he was alive, I think that is very important. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much, Joyce, for the sharing. One last point about this religion thing. A lot of people actually ask me, which is better, believe in God or become a Buddhist. So how you answer? Oh, yeah. Okay.
I live in both worlds.
Ah, good.
It doesn't matter to me which. And that's how all of us are brought up.
Yeah.
And we never, never have anything good or bad to say about any religion.
Very good.
We are not supposed
The parent, very good.
We are not supposed to think bad of anybody's religion.
Yeah.
And as long as they are doing good things, practicing the right things,
are
doing
very
good things. So that's how it is. And so there is no dichotomy. You want to go to church? Fine.
Yeah.
You want to go to temple?
That type
go.
Of family is
so
very good.
So it doesn't really matter, you know.
Yeah. Less misunderstanding and conflict. Very good.
So we are happy, even we can pray in a church, we can pray in a Sikh temple, we can go to a mosque. It doesn't really matter at all, you know? And
very
that's
good.
How it should be.
Very good.
That's
okay.
True spirituality.
good.
That's what I think.
No, you see, my answer to these people is actually Chui has got a little bit the same answer. You see, what is a religious labor? What is a religious labor? You call yourself a Buddhist. You call yourself a Christian, a Muslim. What does that signify? Huh? It is a labor that divides. When you call yourself a Buddhist, doesn't mean you're real Buddhist. No. Well, I used to counsel people who come and see me and say, why do you want to argue over whether this religion, that is? Well, I got one classmate or one of the website, we were on in the engineering faculty, I think. He got very angry, you know, because I didn't know, I just want to share something about Warren Buffett. You remember, in one of the AGM, he answered one question. He said, why do the shareholder ask, why do you donate your money so much to Bill Gates, 60% of his wealth? Why don't you give it to the church? You know how Warren Buffett answered. And I was shocked when I read the answer. He said, for your information, until today, I have not donated a single dime to the church. And that was his word. He said, because I do homework to know who can do this job better. No? Bill Gates and the wife Belinda set up the foundation. They can do this job better. They said, I trust them. I pass the money to them. He said, likewise, my shareholder trust me because I can do the job better. They put money in my company. So the best people run the show. But because he was a Christian, he reacted very, very negatively. Then, of course, I had to apologize. I said, a thousand apologies. I never meant to hurt you. I say, if it has caused you any unhappiness or what, then I really would like to apologize. I don't know. And he just whacked a very personal email to me. Everything else. Then I read, I laugh. Then I know that people are very, very rigid with their view. So I wrote back. I said, I hope you understand. My view of religion is simple. I said, the religious label don't make me religious or spiritual, understand? The religious label is just a label, like any profession. There are black sheep within the profession, understand? You know why black sheep are not ethical and not follow the profession, like lawyer, engineer, doctor, they got their black sheep. So religion is the same. If you claim to be Buddhist and you don't follow the advice of the Buddhist, to me, you are not Buddhist, understand? If you follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, to go and purify, and then you no need to say you are Buddhist, you are really spiritual, understand? Then I say, as a Christian, likewise, if you don't follow the great loving kindness and compassion of Lord Jesus, means if you don't follow his advice to keep the Ten Commandments, means the whole embodiment of Jesus' teaching, then what type of Christian are you? Understand? But if you have this, let's say, Jesus' love and compassion, then you keep your Ten Commandments. You are spiritual, understand? You are really, really religious. So I say, to me, spirituality is not about religious labor. Spirituality is about your heart, understand? If your heart got goodness, got kindness, there is understanding, then you are spiritual. You are religious. You don't have to tell me what religion you are. It's only people who don't have this understanding, they try to be religious. That is where the problem is. Then they attach to the religion. They try to argue, want to be right. Then they try to hit out and all. But luckily, after I wrote that one, I think he know that it show out how he get himself into that position, fixed position. Then after that, he didn't comment anymore. He didn't say anything anymore. Then he happily share also on the website, other thing.
What my dad and, everybody in our family, which is also our extended families, do.
Mm.
If you go to a church, you are a Buddhist, you think of, when you talk of the Lord and all that, God, you think of, in your mind, you just replace it with the word universe, nature, and then you will be at peace. There is no need to worry about what they want to say.
Yeah.
You know? And that's how we do it.
Yeah, very good. Sadhu. If God is nature, then a lot of the teaching fit in. All living beings, they are born in the image of God. Means from nature you arise. Then to God you shall return. then the kingdom of God is the oneness within nature. Okay, we have to continue. The first page, fourth paragraph. Master Sun Ho also stressed on the importance of real spiritual understanding rather than deep learning or knowledge as the true prerequisite for expounding this Heart Sutta. You read the introduction. He said it very clearly. You cannot expound Heart Sutta through knowledge. It go nowhere. The concern of the Heart Sutta and the Sutta the Buddha spoke is simply the life and death of living beings, birth and death of living beings. Answering question like, this one you should actually go and inquire. I did a lot when I was young, this one, before I went into the search. Okay, why must we avoid all evil? Do good and purify the mind. Means the Buddha's advice, you have to inquire, understand why. Then, why are we born? And where will we go when we die? Have you ever pondered on this question? Oh, very good. Oh, Joyce, Nightbird drink also ponder. Then the next one is, what we must do while here? How we can stop our suffering and find out what is true happiness for ourselves and others? Is there such a thing as death? What die? Who die? Who are you? And what are you? What is life? And what is the purpose of life? So this question, if you don't know how to live life, that's why just like I ask, if you don't know who you are, what you are, then who is living your life? That's not. Who is living your life? Your thought is, that's why you're miserable. That's why the thought is egoic. Deluded. That's why the egoic mind creates selfishness, emotional negativity, the three evil roots, fear and all those things, greed, hatred. Without the egoic mind, there is no idea of a personality, ego, I, me. Then you cannot be selfish. Because there is no one to be selfish. Then you cannot get angry because there is no one inside there. So, angry for what? Who get angry? Form and mind get angry with another form and mind. And still want to argue. You yourself is not real. You get angry with another one like you. All because the thought make you angry. So when you start to understand all this, the secret of life is revealed. Then you know how to live. Then you don't have to be so foolish anymore, so deluded anymore. Okay. The next question is, why must we also study the Six Patriarch Platform Sutta? This one is very good. This one is what I was trying to share with you all yesterday. This one you listen properly. This one will help you, give you a lot of wisdom. As the Heart Sutta teaching is so profound, it is beyond thought, beyond mind, and beyond the conditioned world. Hence, we need to understand the Six Patriarch Platform Sutta, especially to understanding the two famous poems as written by Sun Xiu and Hui Ning. Only then can we go beyond mind to understand the Heart Sutta, which is so abstract. Like form is emptiness, and emptiness is form. Therefore, in emptiness, there is no form. This one is true emptiness. No form, no feeling, no perception, etc. No ear, no eye, no sight, no sound. No feel of eye, up to and including. No feel of mind, consciousness. Then even no ignorance, no ending of ignorance. Up to and including no old age, sickness and death. See? Those that have the wisdom, they see this. Or ending of death. And also no formable truth, understand? And no understanding and no attaining. Because in the unconditioned world, there is no word, no concept, understand? No Dhamma, understand? So ultimately it's empty, understand? But because of this form and mind, there is thought, there is word, there is Dhamma, understand? That's why you need Dhamma. Dhamma points towards the truth, understand? It's like a pointer, understand? But the Dhamma is not the truth, understand or not? The reality, understand or not? Dhamma are words that point towards the truth, understand or not? It's just like your finger, the Zen, and the finger pointing at the moon. Understand or not? And the Dhamma is like this finger. It points to you where the moon is, understand or not? Where the truth is, where the reality is. But to understand the moon, you have to look beyond this finger, isn't it? Correct or not? Correct or not? If you look at this finger thinking that this is the moon, then you are gone, understand or not? Understand or not? This is where human beings got trapped. That's why the Zen got a lot of beautiful analogy. They put the Tipitaka behind the turtle, the big turtle. So human being laugh. Wow, this turtle carry the Tipitaka so long, still not enlightened. The turtle turn around and laugh back. Only foolish and deluded human being think the Dhamma is inside the Tipitaka. Tipitaka are words. The Dhamma is not the word. The Dhamma is the reality. That's why when you look at people, you don't perceive your limited understanding and laugh at people. Oh, the Tipitaka behind still don't understand. Then the turtle turn back and laugh back at you. You think the Tipitaka has the Dhamma. Because they are all words, understand? Subject to interpretation. Okay, we go on. Based on his poem, then, Sun Siu has yet to realize the true mind, like I explained yesterday. Hence, his inability to comprehend the higher Dhamma as realized by Hui Ning. The reason being, he is using the mundane mind to cultivate. You remember? Yesterday I said, his poem clearly shows that his body is like our physical body, human body is like a bohi tree. Then the mind, there is a mirror bright on a stand. That's where he go wrong. That is the mundane mind. That is not the true mind. Hence the delusion. Reason why in my second Heart Sutta class and the third Heart Sutta class recap, I deal in more detail this Hui Ning's Platform Sutta. And I also taught you all how to see form. The unreality of form is conditioned arising nature or impermanent nature and is non-self and empty nature, thereby enabling you all to develop the wisdom to finally see beyond form. This one I have taught before last time. So now I got not enough time, I just run through it. But the key pointer here is, you must learn how to see form. All this external form, the phenomenal world, everything that you come to perceive, you must learn how to see them, understand? Not through your thought, understand? When you see form with wisdom, it's totally different. Then after you have the ability to see, then you realize form is unreal, understand? That's why you learn to see form. Then learn to see the unreality of form. Then finally you see beyond form. Beyond form means what? Form has got no more power over you, understand? Form cannot delude you anymore because you understand their characteristic very clearly. You will not hold, you will not cling, you will not attach. That's why even this physical body, which is a form, all of external form, they are called rupa, the first aggregate of five aggregate of form and mind. The Buddha says you attach to any of this form, you will be deluded, suffering will arise. So all these external form, how they delude you? Through thought, create words, love ones. My wife, my children, my parent, my brother, my sister, my good friend, my grandchildren and all those things, our relative, then my wealth, my properties. So this one create attachment to form. But you cannot see the unreality of form. You think form is very real. You can own, you can have it, you can possess it. That's how you get deluded. Form is just form. Form is condition arising. When condition is there, like the contemplation we did, the fourth one, then form exists, belong to you. Understand? But when condition cease to be, that form disappears. Even before the form disappears, when your breath stops, it also doesn't belong to you. Understand? your whole identity erased. So you yourself also not a permanent entity, condition, right? How can you own something that is equally impermanent? Understand? So all this form is to delude you through your ignorance, and thought has this power by using word and concept to divide and create all the attachment, the views, the opinion, and the clinging. One word religion divides so many. One word race divides so many already. One word nationality, all divide again. That everybody got their own views and opinion, their own tradition, their own belief system, their own religion. So you argue. That's why this world is full of conflict, misunderstanding, leading to war and all those things. So this is how in the early year when I cultivate, I saw all this so clearly. Then I realized all this form is all condition arising, no reality. Then when my mindfulness was very firm, very stable, I saw this perception image. The external form, how it entered my brain and laterally inverted here. I saw it, inside my awareness. Then I realized, it's just an image. How real can it be? Externally, really not so real. How do I know it? I know it through perception. I perceive it mentally inside. Only an image, even more unreal. And yet, deludedly, human being grabs and cling and hold and give meaning. You see how deluded they are. Understand? You see that or not? You cannot see. cannot see. Try harder. Be more diligent. Then have faith. Develop your spiritual faculty. Because if you cannot see form, you cannot see the unreality of form. Understand? Because you cannot understand form. Your seeing is not the direct seeing. You see with idea and concept and words. You see with your thought. But the real seeing is the direct seeing. When you can see form, then the silent mind will understand that it's condition arising, no reality. Then how do you know form? Through this image perception. When mind arise, everything come to be. When mind don't arise, everything cease to be. So real or unreal? Because you say real, it's what your thought tell you. Thing is just the way it is. This building doesn't know that you call building. This Buddha image doesn't know you call him Buddha image. Understand? So who call? Your thought call. Understand? Everything you come to perceive is my make, my create. Just like since you create the dust, then try to clean until no dust can alight. In the first place, why you want to create dust? Don't create dust, accepting as they are. No need to wipe. Think it's just the way it is. Like Huineng said, original or nothing. Where can the dust alight? If you don't create duality, you got no problem, isn't it? But you create duality, then you try to do away the dust. Foolish or not? Yeah? Like you go and create rubbish, you go and throw all over, then you go and sweep and sweep and sweep. I remember at Wat Pat Nanachan, every morning sweep, mindful sweep. Then I contemplate, then I realize one very beautiful insight. Because the Zen thing, you sweep mindfully, that is part and parcel of the training. Right, not wrong. But the Dhamma is always one. You can sweep and sweep and sweep. The reality is the leaf will fall. Today very clean. Evening, tomorrow, again sweep. This is what Sensu is doing. Understand? All the dust, every time the leaf will fall. Then every time you polish until it shines so that the leaf won't fall. But nature's law, the leaf will fall. The reality is the leaf will fall. Understand? If I accept that reality, I'm at peace. When I sweep mindfully. I don't get angry anymore, no. Otherwise, you say, "Ayo, this tree really chop it off, lah." Every day you have to sweep. Human mind is like that. Is that easy way out? Chop it off, lah. Then after that, too hot. "Ayo, need to plant tree like Achalogo and buy all the plant tree, create forest." Or then need to maintain. I was saying. In Cantonese, they say, in Hokkien, "Bo tai chi zhou, chui tai chi zhou." 他的事了，没事做找事情做。So if you have wisdom, you see that the reality you accept, the liver falls. So that is the reality. So if I accept, I do with joy, I do with understanding, and I do with happiness. Means, Dhamma is like that, understand or not? The reality is the reality. I cannot fight the reality. I accept the reality, then I rejoice, understand or not? Then the mind won't think anymore, understand or not? Then you won't go and separate, are you my son Christian, or you want to convert me, how? Or this one, that one. All this come from what? The thought that divide all this, understand or not? They are what they are. They are born of their karma, have their karma conditions. So let things be. If got condition, can explain, can talk, then we talk. Otherwise, if we have love and compassion, like Mr. So's case, understand that he meant good, well, according to him, he think it is a good idea. So, okay, you are right. Thank you so much. I think I understand now. You love me. So, mom, don't mind. You want to convert me? I'm okay. But I hope you understand one thing. Mom will still live as what mom wants to live. The way I live my life, I will still do my activity. Even though as a Christian, spirituality is about goodness and kindness. As long as I have that, the religious label is not important. But if it's so important, because you have to have that as a confidence for you to be happy, then mom is willing to become a Christian. Understand? But don't force me to perform all those things later on. Understand? You want me to convert, that's it, I convert. After that, so be it. Understand? You can tell people, mom is already a Christian. That is what you need. Understand? To move forward and to have that confidence in you and to be able to relate to your fellow Christian friends. So if that can make him better, happy, why not? You are not trying to create misunderstanding and negativity anywhere. So Dhamma is about Noble Eightfold Path, right view to accept the reality of the moment. It is only a conditioned world. Understand? Condition arising world. So this condition arising world is not so real, understand? So don't try to like everything also wants to be very rigid about life, understand? End of the day is no reality, understand? Form a mind, form a mind. So when you understand, then you see form as form, then you see the unreality of form, then you have the wisdom to see beyond form. And then every living being becomes same. No? You know what is seeing form? When you look at external experience appearances, that is the first level of form, understand? No? Where you identify me through my physical form, understand? No? Brother Teo, male, Chinese, age 60, teach Dhamma. Then he wears spec like that, don't wear spec like that. So, then sometimes he wears the loose clothing, can draw. You look at this form, then you say, this is Brother Teo. Who labor? The thought labor. Through what? External form. You see through the thought. You cannot see form. So when you see form like that, then you identify me as this form, then you totally deluded, understand? Because my nature got nothing to do with this form. This form is karmically conditioned out for me to use. You call it Brother Teo, but it's not me, understand? But you identify through this, understand? You judge me through this, understand? Through what I dress, through how I look like, and through what I say, understand? That is what human beings' delusion is. They look at form, then they attach to form, and they judge and identify you according to form. So form has got a lot of meaning to them, understand? Wait, I finish this one first. Otherwise, not enough time. Thank you. Thanks. I will give you time, maybe. You see, when you can see beyond form, means you can see form, the unreality of form, then you know this one is not me. You look beyond form. Then what do you see? I got a consciousness in there. You also got a consciousness there. We are not so different already. So all the division and discrimination created by thought through word, that label, you Chinese, I Malay, he, Masale, no more. Understand? Male, female, also no more. Yeah. So the world very peaceful. Yeah. But we are still different now. At the mind. Your mind, you got your views and your opinion. No. My mind also got my views and opinion. But although we don't identify with form anymore, so much problem and headache because of the identification with form is gone. No. Understand? No. To the person who knows how to see beyond form. Understand? Then I see mind. Consciousness. My consciousness. We are more close, but you still got your views and your opinion, no? Your religious belief, no? Your rites and ritual, no? Your tradition, no? So in that way, you are still unique. You are still different as well. Because we look at the mind, we cannot see beyond mind as well. First, you have to see form. Then see the unreality of form. Then go beyond form. When I see beyond form, I see this mind. If I am stuck in this mind, the four aggregate of feeling, perception, vedana, asankara, and vijnana, if I attach and cling, then what happens? Suffering is the result. So inside this mind, got feeling. I cannot attach to feeling. If I got like and dislike, I will be in trouble. Understand now? I have to accept that reality. My consciousness trapped inside this body. If I don't take care of this body, disease will arise. If I injure, that type of tactile consciousness that you call pain will arise. I got two choices. Accept the reality and endure and seek medication or whatever that I need to do. The other one is through delusion. Become miserable, angry, unhappy, complain. Then refuse to allow people to help you. Sway like mad. I shouldn't have gone there. If I don't go there, I won't fall. All this is not a reality. Can be the reality, everybody also billionaire already. So when you look at the thought, it always creates this type of delusion in you. But the reality is, you still injured, you still suffer. Understand? Why must you allow that? You shouldn't. So, as you understand, you will move beyond. Understand? Then the other thing that you attach to is what? Feeling. Perception. That's why you got loved one. Bring about so much attachment. Understand? Worry about your children. Worry about your loved one. Then worry about separation, divorce. Then your wealth. Everything through perception. That's why you cannot attach. You must see the unreality, the impermanent, the suffering state when you attach, and the empty nature. Then after that, sankara. Sankara is all your views, your opinion, your idea of thing. This one you attach, worse still. Then consciousness, whatever you become conscious of. You see something, get angry. Hear something, get angry. This type of form and mind, very difficult to live life. Because the world is the world. People are just the way they are. And every time your peace is dependent on what people say and what people do, I tell you, you will go crazy. You will become very miserable. Understand? So you need to understand that this all the aggregate of mind, you need to see beyond them. That's why enlightenment is about seeing beyond mind. Understand? Beyond thought. And then what you saw? That nature. You have that nature, I have that nature, everyone has nature, we come from the same source. Oneness. Understand? Then you realize, that nature got no word, no thought, no labor, nothing. See things as they are. Understand? Then it's like the Zen analogy. He said the big ocean wave. The small wave complain. No? Every time the big wave come, we all gone. Understand? Then one day, one small wave, very smart, no? We are all water, lah. I say, the big wave come, also water. So we join them. Then the small wave become very happy. Because last time they go and divide. I small wave, you big wave. But when they realize that we are water, harmonize already. Then when you know your nature and that nature is the same nature, if you cheat him, destroy him, you destroy your own nature. Understand? That's why you destroy environment, you destroy your own survival. That's why everything is interconnected, interlinked. You cannot have selfishness on another. It will affect you ultimately. That's why you are part of this existence. So when you start to understand the Dhamma, that's why I say there are many levels. And that brings us to the Zen story. When they see mountain. There are three types of seeing. In Mandarin, they always say, Kan San, Si San. You know what is that seeing? Mundane seeing, normal seeing. Well, mundane people use words and concept. We were taught in English, this is mountain. That's like Kan San, Si San, and that's a mountain. Then after you cultivate already, you become like can see beyond form already. The direct seeing, the pure seeing, then you are not deluded by the word and the label already. Then you say, Kan San, Bu Si San. There is no more mountain. That's all. We have no more word, no more idea, nothing. I see things as they are. Bu Si San. Then these two fellow argue. The mundane fellow, geez, you know, that one not mountain. Then what is that? He very wise, right? Bu Si San. So you also confused. But he is right, you know. He is not wrong, you know. He had the direction. But he cannot develop the ultimate wisdom to accord and flow and live life now. That's why you need to stabilize your understanding until the full awakening. Understand? Not to say full awakening. Until the enlightenment really stabilizes. Understand? Then when the enlightenment fully stabilized, Kan San, Yu Si San. Yeah, he come back to reality. People say mountain, mountain lah. The guy who can see beyond form say, Kan San, Bu Si San, also right. Because when you have the wisdom already stabilized, whatever people say, it is right. Right according to you. That's why they never quarrel anymore. They never have this idea of right and wrong. They don't want to enter into unnecessary argument or dialogue with you. No point. That is the difference between the awakened mind and the normal mind. Understand now? Then we go on. Next page. Reason why in my... Oh, this one finished. See beyond form. Okay, last two sentences maybe. This is then followed by the same understanding that all of the four aggregate of mind, then just now I explained already. Just now I teach you how to see form, the unreality of form, and see beyond form. This then follow by the same... I need to answer one call, sorry.
Too much time, not too much time. Until next Monday time. Okay,
sorry about that. I need to continue with this. Just now we were teaching you how to see beyond form so that form has got no power to delude you anymore. So that you don't attach and don't give meaning to form. Understand now? So likewise, you have to do the same for the next four aggregate of mind, which is Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, Vijnanang, are also impermanent, have the characteristics of suffering, and they are also empty and non-self, anatta. Only then can you all start to develop the understanding of why form is emptiness, and emptiness is form. No reality, where is condition arising, so it's empty. And then mundane mind with and without spiritual understanding, we can be very successful in life, both financially and career-wise. Both are mundane aspects of life, but without the spiritual understanding, we are still vulnerable, and many things can still afflict us, especially the First Noble Truth Reality, the Eight Conditions, which are also the reality of life and existence. Reason why the Buddha to be renounced the world once he saw the four sight. The four sign. First, of an old man, a very sick man, a dead man, and a samana or a holy man in Rome. The then Buddha to be realized that he had a problem with regards to old age, sickness, and death. Hence, he seek the spiritual understanding to gain the wisdom to be free from this old age, sickness, and death. He then developed the spiritual understanding and become a Sammasambuddha beneath the Bodhi tree. This one I have to explain a bit. You see, the Buddha at that time was born as a prince, and the father loved him so much. It seems, according to the sutta, they built what they call four type of palace for the four seasons. So he has very good life, beautiful life. So he thought life was beautiful. Everything was very, very beautiful, very meaningful. Then one day he somehow managed to get out of the palace with the attendant. Then he saw this four sign. Immediately his mind changed. But for us, in this civilization, every day also you see this four sign, but nothing changed. He saw an old man. He saw a very sick man. He saw a dead man. And then he saw a holy man. Then he straight away tell himself, what is all this? He inquired. Then the attendant said, this is an old man. What do you mean by old man? Then the attendant said, everybody, if you live long enough, you will become like that. Very old, very haggard, with all the sickness, disease, the senses all fail you, and you become like that. A very, very old man. He got a shock. You mean I will also become like that if I live long enough? The attendant said, yes. Well, then he know I have a problem with old age. Yeah. Because you like become so fragile, so weak, so useless. Yeah. Then the next one is the sick man was, you mean I can become so sick and so miserable? Then he said, I got a problem. Then he saw the dead man. You mean finally I will die? Then what is the meaning of life? Is it all this happiness, all this so-called good thing that he has and experience has got no meaning? Well, ultimately, I cannot free from old age, sickness, and death. That's why he straight away renounced and become a monk, an ascetic. He wants to seek the answer to old age, sickness, and death. Then ultimately, after his enlightenment under the Bodhi tree, then he realized there is no one to be sick, no one to be old, no one to be dead. But then he realized he got no more problem. That's why the body is the body. Then he realized this is not me. That's why in the Heart Sutta say, finally, no one died, no one sick, no one old. Actually, no one born. But conventional reality cannot accept. What you mean no one born? Every day somebody born. And so, but the one that take birth is the form and mind, not a human being, not a real permanent unchanging entity that you can call me and I. And so the one that take birth is a fire aggregate of form and mind. It's not you, not a permanent unchanging entity. And every life, even the technical word say rebirth, is a new fire aggregate of form and mind. Understand not? Karmically conditioned out. So you have been born and die so many, many times now. No need to say billions, maybe millions of birth and death. Which one is you? All this birth now, all your segmented life now, one segment, right? This segment is this form and mind. So many of them now, which one you? All also not you, understand? You can follow that. So that you don't get deluded. This one I must draw. If I don't draw, you all cannot see. Where is the wireless mic? Pass it to me. Okay. You see, our human life or living beings, not necessarily human. Let's say,
over the next billion years, huh? 0, 1 billion, okay? Let's say every time you born, die, born, die, born, die, yeah? All this continue, huh? Countless. Every of this one, this is a segmented life, one segment, understand? Not? Let's say this one, human being, huh? Human being. Then this one, deva, huh? So that you're happy, huh? Or next one, hungry ghost. Oh, not so happy. Oh, ghost. Then next one, animal, worse. Ah, I say. So which one is you? So many of them. Which one is you? None of them are you. So. Of course, when you are animal hungry, you go, it cannot be me. But law of karma can condition you into the 31 plane of existence. So. And now you start to see, hey, so many, you know. Which one me? Some more deludedly say, I die. Who die? Five aggregate of form, am I separate consciousness? And then why is not you? That's why if it's you, then everyone you are born into is you. Hey, how can you be so different? One moment hungry go, one moment human being, one moment deva, then animal. No need to have religion explanation to understand this. That's why people still ask the question, got rebirth? Then die already, what happened? Who die? They never ask who die. No? They always ask, after death, what happened? They always ask this question. No? They want to have the answer, after death, kingdom of God. Or you go somewhere. They very scared of hell. Siati, Lok Teo. So, all this, how does it create? Through the mind, you understand? Mind make a day. Last thought moment, condition, rebirth, consciousness. Then it continue. Then again, last thought moment, condition, rebirth, consciousness. And then, for infinity, understand? This is samsara, understand? Samsara. That's why unending, understand? You can get yourself deludedly spin in samsara for eternity. So that day I didn't finish this one. This human being, the knower, you think there is a person there, becomes a living being. Living being. Grandma, you identify yourself. I born already. I got a mind. I can know things. I'm a human being. I'm a living being. Then, through your consciousness, you created the universe. Consciousness created. I put phenomena world better. Phenomena world. Means all of the world, the continent, the planets, the star system. Through consciousness, you identify them, understand? And through consciousness, they get created, understand? So this knower, which is the living being, becomes the traveler. In space and time. Or you no need to become astronaut. You no need to become astronaut, isn't it? You go everywhere. This civilization, you can go another civilization, another star system, another planet. So this delusion will create the living being, and you deludedly believe that you are real, then you become the traveler in space and time. Because through consciousness, you created all the phenomenal world. All these are mind-made, no reality. The moment you close your eye, mind cease to be gone. Everything about life, you say very real, that very true, that since birth until now, I have gone through, I cannot deny it. And this to me is reality. I ask you one question. Is it real? Is it real? As real as it can be, it's only within that moment when it arrives. Next moment it's dead and gone now. All these things that happened since birth until now, you cannot deny you were born here. Then you go through childhood, everything. You can only recall to mind through memory. And memory will not follow you after you die. When you die, the brain also dies. But law of karma record. So I like the song, Chinese song, Mandarin song. 往事 只能回味. You think very real, everything. Oh, I was born last time, very good. Oh, this one only thought create the reality for you. No? Thought, keep it alive. No? Keep it like real, no? So that you can recall. No? And normally human being recall what? Yeah? The problem with human being is they deposit a lot of unhappy things. No? I call it the scars of memory. You know what is scars of memory? Huh? Scars of memory. All your hurt, all your unhappiness, all your sorrow, your lamentation, your fear, your worry, your phobia, all you store inside. That's why the thought has this power. Through thought, it projects into the future and creates uncertainty, insecurity, and breed fear. Understand not? Then through thought, it recalls through memory all of your unhappy past and make you miserable, sorrowful. Especially those who confront the first noble truth reality, when your loved one die or separate from you, then you become depressed. Keep on recalling that memory. Last time when my husband around, life was so good, everything was so good, everybody was so happy. Now no more meaning. Then you lost your life and you become what? Trapped in the memory. A memory keep on repeating like a tape recorder in that mind and the thought. That's why they ting 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 until the cocoon of thought make them depressed. That's how you enter depression. Because you don't know what it's like. You don't know how to use thought. You use thought negatively until you become miserable. Then when you become miserable, not only you, you know, your loved one all worry for you. Understand not? Very sad because they see you like that. So, want to help you? Cannot. And it's very common. And you look around. Nowadays, a lot of people study psychiatry. So, to become psychiatrists and psychologists. There are big demand in U.S. In the Western society, I was told, a very good profession to make money. You just walk inside, talk to him, he give you some medication, and then, wow, good money. You know, all these people who got depression on all, most of them now also quite young, but parents very rich and can afford to pay the bill and consult. The worst one are those already 50 plus one. Then only they go through death, separation of husband or spouse, everything. These are the people who that time afflicted go into depression. These type of people got money one. They go and see all these psychiatrists. So that's why that is the field where a lot of people now are studying. So this is what the world is all about, supply and demand. When there is a lot of demand, supply will be very good. So after you understand all this, slowly, slowly you ask yourself, what is life? Who are you? What are you? What is your purpose in life? For me, it's very simple. If I don't know who I am, then I have to ask the next question, who is living my life? If I don't even know who I am, how can I tell myself what purpose? Understand? I need to understand life. Then I can understand the purpose of life. If I don't understand life, how can I talk about purpose? Because it is a very relative thing. Different people have different purpose. A lot of people, first thing is, life, make money lah. Develop financial independence lah. They relate what? Money to success, to happy life. But they never know, all the money cannot solve your suffering now. When you confront First Noble Truth, despite your wealth, your reputation, your political power, you still need to confront old age, sickness and death, separation. You still become miserable. And money cannot buy you hell, no. It can improve, maybe make you in a better position to get good doctors and buy expensive medication. But it cannot buy you hell. So all this you will slowly understand. So you look at all this segmented life. Well, if I don't explain like that, you sure don't believe, how can this one not me? You think this is the only one that exists. But when you start to realize that, oh, according to the law of karma, rebirth, wow, I have been like that for so long. Then which one is me? Then you realize, hey, really, which one is me? Cannot be everyone also me. Hungry ghost also me, animal also. So if you want to become Deva, the Buddha said very easy, keep 5 precepts. You sure rebirth Deva plane. So you can play up there, enjoy. Then after that, fall again, become human being. Then that time, make sure you keep your precept, go up again. Like the snake and ladder game. You don't go to the slippery one, long. Straight away bring you down to the hell. The four willful state. Actually, rebirth is like snake ladder game. Oh, you cultivate, pop ladder go out. Cultivate, pop ladder go out. Then finally, towards the end, you thought you reached enlightenment and nibbana. Oh, the big snake bring you down. And remember, there's a very long snake at the end. Bring you down. 96, 97, you still remember. You throw die, pop, kena that snake, zoom. Then you go to hell. He said, how come hell like that? If I know hell like that, I don't want to come. Then that time, they say, suffering is real suffering. That's why you don't laugh. Okay, I have to go a bit faster.
Almost, I know. I have to finish this one. This part, I think, very easy, because we had dealt with it. So spiritual understanding is very important. Without a true spiritual understanding or wisdom, one cannot be free from all suffering, because one can still have fear, worry, anxiety. We are one's own self-delusion, which will condition one to cling onto and grasp at the 5 aggregate of form and mind. Hence, realizing the importance of cultivating the spiritual understanding, that's what you are here for, understand? Via meditation, as taught by the Buddha, they enable you to live the noble life of love, peace, joy, and harmony. Only then, there is no more fear, no more worry, no more anxiety, no more unhappiness, no more sorrow, lamentation, and suffering, etc. The spiritual understanding will enable one to clearly understand who you are, what you are, and how human beings function, leading to non-delusion and wisdom to become enlightened in the here and the now. So very beautiful, isn't it? No more worry, no more sorrow, lamentation, no more unhappiness. Nothing in this world can make you miserable. Oh, then you can live life. That's like experience all the beauty and wonders of life. If you want to indulge yourself, you can enjoy life actually. Because when you have wisdom, you can enjoy life actually. Because all these are possible. The form and mind can experience those consciousness. That's why you have the means, the money. You can pamper yourself a bit. Go have good food, travel, do what you like. Nothing wrong. Don't go and deludedly think, oh, enlightened already, must not have craving. So cannot buy good food, cannot travel, cannot sit on high chair, cannot sleep on good pillow. Then I sleep, you don't sleep. Because the Buddha said, when you are under training, you have to keep that precept to avoid, understand? But that can tempt you and become lazy, understand? And cause you to lose your focus to cultivate, understand? That's why the one under training need to abide by precept. Precept is required when you are under training. But when you already beyond training, you leave. Nothing in this world can make you miserable already. But you will not go and indulge like all those people until your health, everything become upside down. Because you have the understanding and the will, and you know the purpose of form, understand or not? It has its usage. You will not abuse it anymore, discriminately harm it and hurt it anymore. It's part of this form and mind that enable you to come and experience all these things, understand or not? When I refer to the you, it's not a person, no. It's the nature that see things as they are and develop the wisdom and become wise, understand or not? When the wisdom is inside there, then nature understand this form and mind connected through karma, this life. This form and mind know how to live. Understand? This form and mind no more delusion. Understand? Cannot be tricked and deluded by the five aggregate of form and mind. Oh, they're very beautiful, isn't it? Correct? Then you can use it and you can live. Understand? That is enlightenment. And then you say, this five aggregate of form and mind enlightened. Yes. But this five aggregate of form and mind, not me. That's why no one to be enlightened. If you think you are the arahan, you finish already. You are that five aggregate of form and mind. Means you got grasping. You want to become something. So, no one enlightened. Like you read the Heart Sutta, no attainment. When you think you enlightened, oh, you better go and check. Because enlightenment is not a human being. It's not a person, understand? But the five aggregate of form and mind, because of that wisdom connected from that nature, can free. So that time onward, the wisdom from the nature live life, understand? Not your thought anymore, understand? That is the big difference, understand? That's why I say you don't know who you are. Then who is living your life? Your thought. And every time you allow your thought to make you miserable, because thought has this power to divide, project, recall, and create all the illusion of space and time. You know what is past, present, and future? Past, present, and future exist only in thought. Understand? If the thought don't recall, there is no past. Correct? Right? If the thought don't project, there is no future. What is the reality? Here and the now. And thought is very scared of here and the now. Here and the now, you aware thought die. Thought refuse to die. That's why they project future, make you fearful, worry, insecure. Then they recall memory, let you like enjoy or worry about here and now, or dream. They say, yeah? Recall all the good moments. Wow, last time when I with my girlfriend, how when I travel there, how, wow. Or in the mind. Then come back to reality. I say, wife also gone already. So this is what thought is capable of. And when you think a lot, there is heedlessness. You are not living life, no reality. So finally, I end with this. Listen, this is the last one, most powerful Dhamma, not in the book one. Your life, as real as it can be, is only within the moment. And that is the only reality. Moment to moment, life passes by. What are you doing? If you cannot understand this, you don't know how to live life. Human beings' problem is, they never realize that the moment is the only reality. They use thought discriminately to project into the future and worry and recall the past. Think, plan. So human beings' problem is they are too busy thinking, planning, and worrying about life. So much so, they never live. So, if every day also you think, plan, worry, where got time to live? Understand? That's why the thought very happy. Oh, you kena already, they corner you already. Understand? He tapau you, kau kau already. You cannot understand thought. Thought say, don't worry lah, you got a future one. You plan lah, you do lah. Then after that, the thought recall. You last time stupid lah, why do that? You talking to yourself. Understand? No reality, understand? If I have not done that, if I have not gone there, this will not happen. If I have not married my wife, my life will be very good. If I don't marry to this man, my life will be very good. Just like Bill Gates' boyfriend. If I had chosen Bill Gates, I will be billionaire. It's still an if, understand now? The if is the problem. The if is not a reality. The if is a projection. But you never know. You always use this word. Then the other not so good a word is but. Actually, he's okay, you know. I can agree. But, that but, everything can work. My son actually very good, you know. But the only thing is, again, the but. Every time, if and but, no reality. The reality is here now. What are you doing? Without noble eightfold path, without right view, you are destined to suffer, I tell you. Miserable. And if you don't see the importance of this and you still want to continue to be heedless, your choice, your life, you decide. Okay, we end. So, we will come back one time. 1:30. 12:30 to 1:30, you have 1 hour break. Okay, maybe 1:45 lah. You come back 1:45, you don't have enough time. Now it's only 12:35. I give you until 1:45. Then 2:00. Okay, 2:00, 2:00. 2:00, okay. Everybody happy, 2:00. Sometimes very funny, they prefer to clean the floor, sweep the toilet than having Dhamma. That's why they say 2:00. It's okay, don't worry, for the convenience. So that those who help out don't have to rush, understand? So not necessary you have more Dhamma, you become more wise. You just accord and flow. Okay, thank you.